Howdy, folks. Tanks of the Black Pants Legion here, and here we are again on Tanks Talks Battletech. Personally, I've been getting a lot of flack by trash-talking the clans incessantly. So, I'll start with this. I'll be nice and say the following clans were mostly okay. Mostly. For the most part. See? There's a list. Enjoy. And there we go. Shit-talking mostly over for now, as I can already hear the keyboard warriors blazing a path of hate in the comments below. So let's move on to the meat of this episode while they're busy losing their goddamn minds. This episode is about the catapult, which, believe it or not, even though it's a niche mech, I really like. As chosen by the polls were discussing the catapult. You would have seen these polls if you had notifications turned on, or had them not disabled by YouTube, because YouTube these days makes as much sense as casting John Wayne as Genghis Khan. Yeah, that actually happened. Also watch people start posting about how the Conqueror killed John Wayne because of the Downwinder's nuclear test controversy. But this ain't a top 10 video, so put that shit away for now. In short, yes, I listen to my fanbase. Yes, I read the comments. Yes, I allow you guys to steer this series. So this is partially your fault. Enjoy the blame. So back to the main point. Bearing in mind I don't want my editor to sue me for Battletech-induced psychosis.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm having a great time. This is just— Don't fucking touch me!
Let's keep this diatribe as focused as we can while hitting the important points. Yes, that means I may not be covering your super custom retrofit battlefield version that has 60 MGs for killing squirrels. You'll be okay. Probably. Or not. Again, I hear a sea of keyboards rising in protest. Calm thyselves, ye majestic nerd herd. We'll get through this. And we'll get through this together. For the purposes of the catapult, we start like most good stories, at the very beginning. The year is 2561, and the Terran hegemony still exists. That's pre-Star League for those of you not in the know. So the galaxy we will explore more fully in this series is still in its infancy. Star League won't exist for another 9 years. These are the crazy early years of Terran-centric government and warmongering. So the initial run of catapults was made from 2561 to 2563 by Hollis Incorporated to fulfill defense contracts for the Terran hegemony, but sadly, when the contract came up for negotiation and renewal a few short years later, the hegemony said no. This is not a reflection on the quality of the catapult. The catapult is fucking awesome. I need you to understand something, though. Something about military bureaucracy and government contracting. Governments don't always make good choices when it comes to the procurement of weapons. You see, most government defense contracts are somewhat decided by committees and corruption For every weapon system in development, there's a long road to consider. There's red tape. Bullshit. More bullshit. Red tape. Graft. 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 The military-industrial complex. Graft. Payouts in briefcases. Graft and, of course, graft. And like a graham cracker crust, it's all baked in the warm embrace of corruption. I'm, of course, referring to fictional accounts, because surely this does not take place in the real world. That would be far too much to take, to assume that those in charge of these supremely expensive programs would then inherit lucrative private sector jobs after everything was greenlit. And as well, there's the consideration that Hollis made the Battlemaster, which was better received by those in the professional stompy death machine business, despite being nearly the very definition of underwhelming. Even though initially only produced for 3 fucking years, the Catapult was widely fielded by the Hegemony and the Star League Defense Forces after that in a fire support capacity. What's fire support, you ask? Well, that's the military term for the guy who stands in the back kill-stealing while the rest of you soak up returning fire. Oh, fine, I guess you want a visual aid to understand this. No worries, fam, I got you. So now that you understand more about what a catapult does, and about the Intersphere method of waging war badly, let's get back into our history books. So when the Star League had itself a proper civil war, collapsing like a cardboard house in a hurricane, SLDF commander, all-around mostly decent person, Alexander Kerensky, decided to leave the Intersphere to its own devices, taking with him the bulk of the military, including most of the catapults, which then left the lowly Capellans holding the lion's share of the remaining stockpiles. You see, Hollis Incorporated ran a modest factory in Capellan space, cranking out a handful of new models and spare parts for them. A modest boon for the Capellan state, which ended during the First Secession War. I'd love to do a series on the Secession Wars as a whole, but let me have a moment to explain the following to you. In the First Secession War, many things outright disappeared from the Intersphere. Things like civility, social development, industrial competence, justice, long lifespans, ethical considerations for your fellow man, reason, millions of people, housing, environments, planetary ecosystems, holding people responsible for their actions, rule of law, laws, the greatest majority of jump ships, and nearly every warship in existence, hundreds of years of industrial golden age, and lastly, the Hollis factory. From that point on, the catapult remained a relative rarity. Or a time, anyways. You have to understand that during this time, war destroyed so much of the industrial base that invasions often hinged on who could secure steel and utilize the greatest number of production spares. It wasn't until hundreds of years later, in 3033, that the catapult began to emerge in significant numbers again, as the Draconis Combine decided to restart domestic mass production. By the time the clan came to strike at the Intersphere, they found centuries-old catapults to be still fielded, some examples having survived generations of pilots, bad ideas, and failed governments, Despite the abuse, neglect, and damage, they still work. Even out in the periphery, there were surviving examples of the original production run, kept running by God knows what space magic, but still defiantly there and doing their job. So why would people use something so obviously ancient, antiquated, and simple? Well, because it fucking works, dum-dum. Let's get down to why. Nothing, and I mean nothing, about the catapult is particularly complicated. It's a cockpit on legs that shoots missiles out of boxes. That's pretty much it. It's a walking MLRS. And because those missile boxes are detachable, people tend to slap whatever fits on the shoulders. That means the catapult is sometimes also a cockpit on legs that shoots other things out of boxes or other attachments or whatever. It's also fairly moddable because the Inner Sphere has zero design standard when it comes to this sort of thing. Because in the Inner Sphere, if you can afford to do it, you will probably do it. The standard catapult is a 65-ton machine that's moderately maneuverable, jump jet capable, and carries 10 tons of armor. It also carries 2 LRM-15s and 4 medium lasers. Again, thanks to being unsophisticated, many of these war machines were kept running through a total dark age of technology, as their engines and weapons systems required no great expertise to manufacture, repair, or replace. Before you say, yeah, so what, I want you to think on something really quick. Imagine making a fusion engine that could withstand several hundred years of bad maintenance by Billy Joe Bob using nothing more complex than half a toolbox and a fourth grade education. Yeah, the catapult is impressive. Also, to be fair, I have to say this, being that everyone liked them and wanted to keep them running, coupled with an ease of modification, the catapult has variants. It has so many variants. It has so many variants that my editor would shoot rock salt into his eyes out of a shotgun if I made him list them all. So let's just touch on the quote design philosophy unquote of catapult modification. Here goes. 1. If it fits, it works. 2. If it works, do it. 3. Fuck you, it's a catapult. 4. You're not my mom. I do what I want. Okay, now let's agree on those principles and say there are variants of the catapult that make sense, or more sense than others. Like the C-1B variant for the Royal SLDF regiments, having double heat sinks and ferrofibrous armor plus case to ensure it doesn't explode for 80 days. When you hit it, makes sense. The Royal Regiments having wanted a premium catapult experience, so they got the fancy armor and the non-shit heat sinks. There's also the C-3 model, which puts Aero 4 artillery in place of LRMs, because what's better than big missiles? Bigger fucking missiles, of course. And that statement makes sense, and if it makes sense to you, guess what? You're a catapult pilot. Then there's what Kurita did. Turn a missile boat into a PPC brawler and add more heat sinks, delete the jump jets, and whatever. I mean, these guys make great strategic choices. Oh, Kurita. Never change. There's some really fascinating builds, though. Like the H2, which came out of the periphery. Turns out being cut off from everyone and with limited access to spares meant that you put whatever fits into the mech and just go with it. Like a club sandwich drunkenly made from leftover groceries, the H2 has a bit of everything. PPC? Check. Medium lasers? Check. 8 rocket launcher 20s? Sure, why not? Again, catapult philosophy. If it fits in those mounts, fucking do it. And here's where we boil down to why this thing is so damn useful. Name me a weapon system that worked for 500 years with mediocre upkeep and maintenance at best, and still survives as a beloved instrument of warfare centuries after it was built. Name me a weapon system that has spawned invasions just to capture its spare parts. Name me a design philosophy that's so constant over the centuries that it's copied endlessly to the point that, well, now that the intertube tough guys are distracted writing a thesis below, starting with the beloved, well, actually, I can move on. Also, fuck you, Clanners. I was nice earlier. You want me to take your trophy away? No, you don't, because it's nice and it makes you feel important, like your sense of honor and questionable dress code. I normally don't make fun of how people dress, but I look like an extra from the Duluth Trading Company catalog, and, well, you guys look worse than that. Seriously. You'd think you'd fight people less if you felt better about yourselves, maybe. Just thinking out loud here. Okay, moving on. At 5.7 million space bucks, you don't have to be a genius to see the value in one. As well, chances are the previous owner has either 1. Worked out all the problems long before now, or 2. Died in the process of stupid modifications, so you know what not to do. This is a win-win for any checkbook. And as well, you could afford to throw these things 4-1 against any Mad Cat or similar level threat, as the Inner Sphere and Periphery did. God bless you, Inner Sphere. So, if you're interested in knowing more about this universe, please check out the link below or at the end of this video for another content creator's perspective. I think you'll appreciate what insight and knowledge he has about BattleTech, and that he definitely seems to give a genuine fuck about the setting, and isn't a tourist trying for quick views before moving on. If instead you want to read along, Sarna.net is an amazing resource and probably the best fan wiki on the internet. Fuck you, Wikipedia. You have an entry on water. Water, with a list of fucking appearances where you will find water. What the fuck? Anyways, Sarna good. Support Sarna. Please. I'm strangely already in Wikipedia, but if I could make it into Sarna, I'd really consider my life complete. Please don't edit me in there, because that's a dick move. I need to earn that spot the correct way, by being an asshole. Speaking of, wrapping up here, I'm gonna say this. I love my fans and I enjoy the spirited debate that erupts in the comments below, regardless of what I bitch about. Remember, we all love the same things, which is this awesome setting. Let's keep things civil and respectful. Unless you're a smoke jaguar. Hey, smoke jaguar, remember when you had a clan? Wow. Well, now that that's handled, next up is a space story. And after that, well, a poll decided. So, yeah. And now a word from our sponsors.
What an asshole. Oh, hey! Didn't even see you come in there, which is scary, because you could have murdered me. I'm the editor, and I just got 2 things. One, I have a Twitch channel called The Courtesy Flush, where I hang out with my buddies on a couch, and we play video games together. It's a very quiet, comfy stream. That is until Tex comes and interrupts the stream with his stories about how he gave a clown leukemia on Space Station 13 for the 10th time.
I'm coming through the TV.
You are.
Television. I am the power of television. I will destroy
you with the power of my voice.
Also, thank you so much for being supportive of this kind of content. And also, since Tex is an asshole, I've decided to do this. This is his MechWarrior Online ID. Feel free to find him, harass him, and shoot him in the face, and even send him some of the worst mechs you can think of. If you're a clanner, don't send him an urban mech. He has hundreds of those things. He likes them a lot for some reason. Anyway, you guys have fun out there.
They're not like any battle mechs I've ever seen.
Your insolence has provoked the fury of the clans. Prepare to be destroyed.
Hi, this is Discount Dan of Discount Dan's newly incorporated and not at all illegitimate Spare Parts Emporium. The last place burned down in a freak accident slash tax avoidance scheme that's not quite made it to the courts yet, so I'm gonna pass these savings on to you. Now you might be saying, Discount Dan, did you sell catapults? Well, yes, I did, until a man came in and said he wanted a hunchback, and I was so excited, until he started screaming profanity and using my inventory to shoot at my inventory and customers. Turns out, he was crazy, or it was a neurohelmet malfunction, or maybe I was negligent and failed to make sure ammo wasn't in the hopper. Popgun goes off, excitement happens, whatever, irrelevant. I'm not here to dwell on the past. Let's talk about the savings I can pass on to you today. We have the world's largest supply of gently used catapult parts, bits, pieces, shrapnel, scrap, and firefighting equipment. You might be asking yourself, Discount Dan, why all this stuff and why the hard sale? Well, I'll level with you. I'm in kind of a hurry because any minute now...
Sir, I've warned you about this. Stand by for incarceration procedures. Just don't resist.
Shit, run! But not too fast. It's only an urban mech.
Sir, you cannot outrun a radio.
I'm a free man traveling the land. I'm recording you. I'm gonna sue you. I'm beyond your laws. I'm a free man traveling. I'm a citizen of the sphere. Call your supervisor.
Say, my man, what are you doing?
Hey, Rollo, what's happening, man? Look here, I want to ask you a question. Does that look like wild parsley to you? You mean that marijuana?
Oh, well, this is a Gluger. You will find that once long ago, people bought guns for their aesthetic value rather than any practical purpose. They shared images, if you would, on a very primitive internet, and they never shot their firearms despite collecting massive arsenals. It's worth about 50 C-bills.
Aufklärungswander, HQ, Status 2, kommen!
Hier Friedrich 1, keiner weiß, dass wir hier sind. Ich bin auf den Kombinär getreten. Die Aufklärung läuft hervorragend.
Hier Friedrich 2, ich habe den Überfolggenerator zerstört. Wir sind jetzt komplett unsichtbar. Ich habe auch einen weißen Haus in den Kopf getreten. Tut mich aber nicht schuldig, es waren rechidische Pläne.
Friedrich 3 hier! Gott gütiger, ich hab ihn in meinem Cockpit!
Verstanden, weitermachen mit Operation Ninja und denkt daran, Heimlichkeit ist optional.
Alright, so here I am, calm down, juice in hand, and I'm going to read the credits. First few things, I'm gonna answer some questions. One, I'm probably not going to talk about Mech Assault. It's apocryphal and non-canonical. It's as legit in the universe as fan fiction. While somewhat entertaining, it's Battletech and theme only. Kind of like that Sega Genesis game that was pretty okay, if strange. It was strange, but hey, it was fun. Second question I keep getting asked. Where can I find Space Station 13 stories? I don't know. Maybe this playlist. Or this one. I mean, altogether, that's years, literally years of Space Station 13, going back to 2011. I mean, it's 700-ish episodes. It's probably gonna last you the rest of your life, or interest in Space Station 13. Maybe give that a look. In terms of telling Space Station 13 stories, I'm probably not gonna do that. There's going to be a run of people trying to tell these stories, much like channels that make a run of retelling other people's work for profit using a Microsoft Sam voice and then pocketing the money. God, we live in strange fucking times. Next, I have considered a BPL podcast. Considered it, usually the sign of a bad channel running out of ideas, so that probably means it's long past me. Or time for me to do it. Oh, God. Next question. When will you cover blank mech here? Usually it's going to be when I get around to it. I have polls. I encourage people to vote in them. Typing the same mech like 50 times probably isn't going to help, though.
I got you, man.
Just saying. Next question I see a lot. Do you play MechWarrior online? Yes. Yep. Name has been provided by the editor, so you can shoot me in the face if you see me around. Please don't send me, Max. I don't want a Kodiak with a long attached diatribe as to why the Kodiak is the best thing ever. It's got claws, it looks goofy. There, that's all you need to know about it. Alright, it's time to riff on the credits. Let me have a few more drinks and we'll get into this. Hey, Goat? Play me some music to read the credits so I don't just ass-blast clanners while names go by.
I gotcha, fam.
We shoot the sick, the young, the lame. We do our best to maim, because the kills all count the same. Make bomb sticks to kids. Flying low, cross the cheese. Pilots doing what they please. Dropping frags on refugees.
Maybe something else. I'm already super duper turbo demonetized.
I heard myself today opening some beans. I focus on the beans. I'm gonna eat some beans.
Okay, fuck it. Just play Tristram.
Que porra é essa? Não posso tocar o que eu quero, cara. Puta que pariu, porra.
Alright, goddammit. Yeah, let's just listen to music this time around. Oh yeah, some things in the credits, maybe, that need to be addressed. These are the people from the Patreon. They're nice people. They tend not to demand much. I keep telling them to not give me money. I write posts about don't give me money. And it's the end of the month. Now would be a good time to not pay me money again, as you're about to get charged again for something you shouldn't pay for. And most of them stick around. Kind of like my fan base. Kind of weird. Oh, some things to talk about, because YouTube's not going to let me link everything in the end credits like they used to. So, Goat's the music man. Goat does the musics. He's playing the guitar right now. We've got Kumakin. He wrote a lot of the background track stuff. Pretty great guy at that. The editor has a channel. It's called The Courtesy Flush. It is on YouTube and Twitch. It's very fucking comfy viewing, and I really think you should check that out. And, yeah, here's some links to the next Text Talks Battle Tax. And if you want to fucking know what I'm going to talk about next, maybe interact with the comments and such, because I put that on polls some time ago. See you later, fuckers.
Is he gone? All right.
Oh, give me a locus where the gravitons focus, where the three-body problem is solved, where the microwaves play down at 3 degrees K, and the cold virus never evolved. Home, home on LaGrange, space debris always collects. We possess, so it seems, two of man's greatest dreams, solar power and zero G sex. We eat algae pie, our vacuum is high, our ball bearings are perfectly round.
You're not my mom. I do what I want.